Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Bruce Hornsby in the range, bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you got whatever you got going on in your mind. You're starting a business, starting it up, you're growing it, or even if you're trying to, if it's time to get rid of your business, we got something that you can watch or read or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com that will help you. But I also like telling you about other people who are doing things to help small business owners, like our good friend Ruth King. And as I've been telling you now for a while, and as we're really talking about seriously today, the Small Business World Summit is coming up this weekend, and you can show up and watch the whole darn thing for free and benefit from it like that. Just go to smallbusinessworldsummit.com, and you can benefit from it. Thank you, Ruth, for that, making that available to folks for free. And then if you want more, they'll charge you for that. There is a business model, but not without having already given you a bunch of stuff. So, Ruth, that's a great way to do it. That's a very classy way to go about doing business and helping small business owners, and I wouldn't expect anything less from you. But now, I'm going to pry some teasers out of you. Tell us about some of the things that you learned. You interviewed these folks, these experts, right, for the program. Tell us what you learned. Let's take one topic. What would be the first one that you'd want to talk about?
I want to talk about my topic, of course.
Profitability.
Mine was the difference between cash flow and profit, and there is a big difference between the three.
And let me tell you something, folks. If we could get this lesson in the heads of everybody who wants to start a business, who's starting a business, or who's running a business, we could cut the failure rate by 90%.
Oh, and incredibly, yes, definitely.
Go ahead.
You could so the most important piece of it is actually cash flow. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can have a lot of cash and no cash flow, and you're going to be out of business. If you don't have a profitable business to turn it into cash, to turn it into cash flow, you're in trouble. So, I mean, I go through a whole, about a half hour in explaining it. Actually, I have a really cool demonstration that I use to show, and people get it instantly when they see that.
This relationship between small business owners and cash flow is a really interesting phenomenon, isn't it? I mean, would you agree with me that 95 out of 100 people who start a small business have no concept about the dynamics and the criticality of cash flow?
Absolutely. They don't get it.
They don't get it because they can't get it. It's because that's just not something that people think about. They think about their household cash flow, which is kind of similar, but really that's more budgeting than anything. In a business, cash flow is a lot more complicated.
Well, not only is it more complicated, I mean, reality is we didn't go to, you know, most people don't go to school. I didn't go to school to learn the financial side of business. I'm an engineer by training. But, you know, the reality is you've got to learn it if you want to survive and grow a small business. And, you know, we don't get into business because we like finance or CPAs.
Right.
But if we want to be successful at what we do and survive what we do, we have to learn the financial side. And that's what my book's all about.
Right.
It's, you know, really learning the financial side in English and then just doing the things that take less than 30 minutes a month to make sure that you get and stay profitable.
Right. And so what's the big thing, what was the big aha, would you think, in the program that you delivered, that you'll deliver this week in the event, what would you say would be the moment when, the thing that you said, when people watching will say, aha?
Yeah, they watch the demonstration that I do with water.
Water?
Yeah.
The bathtub thing.
Nah, not the bathtub thing. It's a little different than the bathtub thing. So I'm going to leave it.
She's not going to be in a bath. She's not going to be in a bathtub, folks.
No, I'm not going to be in a bathtub. So I mean,
there's not going to be any candles or anything like that. Go ahead, Ruth.
The Susie Lemon did the HR piece. One was The Seven Secrets of Hiring, and the other one was Leading Your Team to Victory. And The Seven Secrets of Hiring, I mean, she goes through a step-by-step way to hire, and in terms of making sure that you're asking people the same questions, how to write the ads, and basically giving you a step-by-step way to hire somebody and not get in trouble. Which is what you want to do. You can't, you know, and she talks about what you can ask.
What
can't
did she
ask.
Say was the most important thing to hiring someone successfully?
Being specific about what you want that person to be able to do.
You mean actually giving them a written job description?
Yeah.
Who does that in small business?
You're supposed to.
Yeah, no, but who does that? How many people have you ever seen do that?
I do.
Yeah, I know, but you're smart. Most small business owners, that's just not something. HR is not something. I mean, 99% of small businesses don't know much about HR.
No, and she has a toolkit too, which is really good that you can use. But what she does is, I mean, go and watch it. I'm like, here's step one: write the job description. Step two: write the ad. Step three: make the list of questions. Make sure that you ask everybody the same questions. And she goes through this in a whole lot of detail in terms of how to do what to do and how to stay not in trouble. You know, questions that you shouldn't be asking, questions that you can ask,
like personal things.
Yeah, like you have kids.
You can't ask that.
No.
You can't ask if they have kids? I know can't ask them, are you planning to have kids? But
it's like, you know, if they want to bring it up, that's fine.
Right.
But, you know, you can't ask them those kind of really personal questions.
Yeah.
You can't ask them sexual preferences. You can't
right.
ask them age. You can't ask them, you know, that type of thing.
So folks, smallbusinessworldsummit.com. Check it out. Quick break, right back with Ruth King. I'm going to pry some more goodies out of her after these messages. Stay with us.
Hey everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.